Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And the Bible says, "And it came to pass." My dad always pointed that verse out to me when I was in college. He said, "Son, you come to pass." And it does pass. It does pass. Everything comes to pass. And that in itself, that statement right there is such a powerful thing. How long did God wait to bring His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world? And after 4,000 years of created history, not to mention eternity before that, well, it finally came to pass. Some children can't wait for Christmas Day. Look, it comes and it passes. The birth of Jesus Christ happened. In those days, that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Wow, why is it that right on the heels of a holiday like this, we also have to think about this? What a gift. What a detail. As soon as Christmas passes, wow, how relevant is this? And this taxing was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one, into his own city. He said, "I forgot that this was in the story. Why are you bringing this up today?" Well, it's not done. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, and to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. As we gather together today, we gather to thank the Lord for the gift of His wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. He came to die on the cross for our sins, to give us the gift of never-ending life, a never-ending relationship with God the Father. But before the birth of Jesus Christ could take place, and before this great gift could be given, God was already working in the lives of ordinary people like you and me. The Old Testament is filled with men and ladies and even boys and girls whom God used to bring this story to pass. This wasn't just something that waited to happen for 4,000 years and then all of a sudden it happened. This was something that took 4,000 years of ordinary people doing things and making decisions to get to this point. And we forget about that. The entire Old Testament is filled with examples of people like this. And it really culminates with two more yet ordinary individual people making choices in ordinary everyday life, Mary and Joseph, to bring this to pass, this amazing event. And what we want to see this morning is that the birth of Jesus Christ reminds us to trust the providence of God, even when we experience circumstances that are inconvenient. Would you have responded to the circumstances that Mary and Joseph faced the way that Mary and Joseph did? Because it's those responses that enabled the birth of Jesus Christ to happen. What inconveniences do we see in the Christmas story? Well, inconveniences like when the government causes an inconvenience. Well, we have some military personnel with us today. Does the government ever cause inconvenience in your life? Yes, probably does every day. We're thankful for your response to that inconvenience. Does it ever cause inconvenience for any of us? Well, yes. It's called taxes. We hear a lot about taxes this time of year, and it pauses for a couple of days, but it really kicks into gear. Ask the accountants in our midst. Taxes. Yes, these taxes in the Christmas story, they not only enabled the government of that day to get an accurate head count of the population of their empire, but it also allowed them to draw in money that they needed to run their government. No one enjoys paying taxes. Some people will go on air and say that they think that more people should pay more taxes, or more certain kinds of people should pay more taxes. And the question still has to be asked, but yes, do you like to pay taxes? Do you want to be one of those people? That's not usually the way that the conversation goes. God, though, tells us as Christians, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Matthew 22:21. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 13 says, submit to every ordinance of man. The laws that government passes, whether they are convenient or not, should be followed. Only should we disobey government when government tells us to do something that violates Scripture. That's rare. Inconvenience, cost, expensiveness, all of this is not a reason to not obey government. And I simply want to say this today. Because Mary and Joseph obeyed their government by paying their taxes, God was able to bring His Son into the world. We can expand on this principle when we consider whenever our financial responsibilities cause inconvenience. We forget, right, that Joseph was a carpenter. He ran a business out of a home shop on his property by his house. And so for him to go and to make a trip to go pay his taxes like this meant that he had to leave his business for how many days? When you're self-employed and you have to walk away from your shop and just leave it there, you don't just go to a new place and open up a carpenter shop for a few weeks. It doesn't work that way. He had to put his income on hold to do this. This was, again, another inconvenience, a financial inconvenience. And because he was willing to, for some time, walk away from his employment, to do what his government told him to do, to shut down his source of income for a while, to do what is right, God was able to bring His Son into the world. And it had to be this way. And by leaving his source of income, he fulfilled Micah 5:2, which was a prophecy from hundreds of years before, that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. And that's where they had to go to pay their taxes. And Joseph took the inconvenience and did it. He did what was right, even though it was financially inconvenient for him and his source of income. The Bible says in Luke 16, later on in the book of Luke, he that is faithful in that which is least, financial resources, is faithful also in much. Joseph was a man who was faithful in his finances, faithful to do what was right. And God was able to trust him with fathering his very son, the Messiah. He didn't give the Messiah to a great rabbi. He didn't give the Messiah to a great politician. He didn't give the Messiah to a great ruler in Israel. He gave him to a carpenter who was willing to leave his shop for a few weeks. That's the kind of person that God uses to change the world. We need to learn to do what is right when your physical condition causes inconvenience. Be careful when physical inconvenience tests you. The Bible says Mary was great with child. This was a lady who was willing to, and we don't know if she rode on a donkey or not. That's in the pictures and in the stories. Tradition says that the man rode on the donkey. You really want to know. I don't know that Joseph would have put his wife through that. But in either case, I don't know that it makes a difference. Riding on a donkey when you're full term, for 100 miles, or walking by foot for 100 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem to pay taxes, that's what they went through. Put yourself on a donkey, lady, at full term, or walk by foot 100 miles. That's what was happening to them. So before you say, before I do what is right, before I do what the Lord tells me to do, when I say I can't because of physical inconvenience, pause to consider whether or not that's really the case. Because it's people that will do what is right, even when it's physically inconvenient, that God is able to use to get His work done. If Mary had said, I can't. You need to ask for a clause, a reprieve. You need to ask for some kind of exception because I'm about ready to have a baby. I can't be walking 100 miles right now, Joseph. What would have happened? The prophecies wouldn't have been fulfilled. What does not happen for the kingdom of God because His people say, it's physically inconvenient, I can't? Stop and think about that this year. Finally, Joseph himself was a man who understood he did what was right even when meeting the needs of your spouse or child causes inconvenience. You put Joseph on the donkey or you put Joseph on the foot. I don't care what you do to Joseph. He was already leaving his source of income to take his pregnant wife, who he had never actually known as a wife yet. He married her pregnant already. It wasn't his child. You just put yourself through that experience. He's taking care of her. He's exercising true, genuine self-control these many, many months. And now he's going to take his wife, who's full term, on a 100-mile journey by foot. You think that was a fast track? Or do you think there was a lot of, honey, are you doing okay? Do we need to stop? Do we need to pause, honey? Okay, do we need to take a break here? What can I do for you? 100 miles on foot. And that's a little bit of a ways. And here was a man who God was able to trust with the birth of his son. Here's what I want to challenge us with today. The Bible says, Christians, love your wife as you love yourself. Wives, respect your husband. Children, obey your parents. Honor your mother and father. These are not always convenient commands. But just like we see in the Christmas story, God is still looking for believers who will continue to care for the good news of Jesus Christ, His Son, to bear that message to the world, to spread what He did, to follow the example of people like Mary and Joseph, who He was able to trust. Can He trust you in the same way? Are you the kind of person that in 2018 will look at the gift of Jesus Christ and what it took ordinary people to accomplish that, to do? Will you be that kind of person? Will you be a Mary or Joseph in 2018 who will pay your taxes, who will do what's right financially, even when it touches your job? Will do what's right, even when it's physically inconvenient, who will do what's right, even when meeting the needs of those in your family is inconvenient? Are you the kind of person that will do what's right in those very ordinary situations when it's inconvenient? Those are the kind of people that at Faith Baptist Church and anywhere else God can use to take what He started at Christmas and to spread it to the world. Is that the kind of person that you will be this coming year? God, I will be the kind of person who does what is right when it's inconvenient. That kind of person God can use to take the gift of His Son and to spread that good news to the world in a powerful way. If Mary and Joseph had let any of these inconveniences get in their way, we would not have the birth of Jesus Christ. Think on that this Christmas season. May Mary and Joseph inspire our hearts to be the kind of people that God sent His Son into the world to bring to pass.